Episode 208, What's Yours is Mine. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midling Fair. Okay. So I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start.
Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Listen for a special code that can save you 10% on your order. Oh, hi, folks. Glad to see you. Oh, and thanks to everyone who's becoming a fan of Comedy Forecast over at Facebook.com/ComedyForecast. Anyway, I'm here in the lobby of the Venus Arms, on my way over to the restaurant, because I...
Hello, Mr. Alvord.
Oh, hi, Bob. How's life treating our favorite bellhop?
Oh, now, I can't complain, especially since it's such a nice day.
Bob, it's pouring rain outside.
Oh, now, I don't mean today. I mean last Tuesday of 1987. Hey, listen... Do you think I should buy a taco or a Snuggie?
I'm not sure.
Oh, by the way, did you tell your listener...
Hey, listeners.
Oh, yes, of course, listeners. Yeah, right. About that coupon code? You know, the one that can save them 10% on their order at GoDaddy.com?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I didn't. It's code BLU7. Use that at checkout. Thanks, Bob.
Well, that's my job.
I thought your job was carrying luggage.
Oh, well, that explains this uniform.
Yes, that's all.
I thought it was part of some Sergeant Pepper tribute band.
I see, but I want...
Yeah, cuckoo ka-choo.
Bob, I'm going over to the restaurant. I'll talk to you later.
Sure thing. Stop by anytime. Free car wash with every oil change. You say goodbye and I say lumbago.
Good thing Bob was lucid today. Otherwise, that would have been awkward. Ah, here we are. Le Restaurant Mal Alum.
May I help you, monsieur?
Yeah, what exactly does Le Restaurant Mal Alum mean?
If you mean Le Restaurant Mal Allumé, it means the badly lit restaurant. We believe that the lighting sets the mood. Therefore, a lack of it is the ultimate statement of chic.
Your electricity bill was too high, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Well, anyway, Susie from How to Grow Your Geek told me that there were two ominous-looking men in your restaurant looking for me.
Ah, you must be the Clinton, no?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
They are seated at that table over there.
What table?
The one near the wall.
What wall?
Just walk straight ahead to your left until you hit something. With any luck, it'll be pointy.
All right. Man, it really is dark in here. This isn't mood lighting. It's more like moot lighting. Oh, here's the table. Well, either that or the limbo contest is about to begin. I think I see two people here. Hey, I hear you guys have been looking for me.
Sit down and shut up.
Well, it's not much of a show if I shut up now, is it? How about if I talk 20% less?
Sit 100% down.
Okay. Look, what's all this about?
You know what this is all about. You have something we want.
What? A throat lozenge?
Don't play cute with me.
Too straightforward, huh? What if I played hard to get?
Yes.
John? John Bell from Bells in the Battery? Is that you? Let me light a candle here.
Curse you, darkness.
It is you. And Brad, too.
Hi there.
What are you guys doing here in Midling Fair?
I've come to collect that Parsec Award you picked up for me at Dragon Con. You know, the one I got for winning Best Comedy Parody Podcast. Ha ha ha.
I see. And why is Brad here?
He's my backup.
Actually, Mr. Bell, I just came for the mummified by chocolate, 6-layer chocolate cake on a stick.
Listen, John, we've been through this before. When you couldn't go to Atlanta to be at the Parsecs, you asked me to accept the award if you won, especially since I was nominated in the same category. Well, you won, and I picked up the award.
But I didn't expect you to keep it.
John, I think you're a bit confused about how these awards things work. If Tom Hanks goes on stage to accept the Oscar for Dustin Hoffman, Tom gets to keep the award, and Hook is happy to let him have it.
Hook?
That's Dustin's nickname.
Yeah! Oh, golly, Mr. Bell, I thought everybody knew that. I mean, I knew that. If I knew that, everybody
Brad,
should...
Brad, whose side are you on?
Yours, Mr. Bell.
Good.
Unless Clinton sits over here and you shift a bit to the left, then I guess I'd be more on his side. Now, I can get a ruler if you want me to really work this out.
Be reasonable, John. I mean, after all, the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd asked me to pick up their Parsec, too. And you don't hear them complaining because I kept it.
Your pants are chirping.
Oh, that's my cell phone.
Nerd.
Hello? Oh, hey, Dr. Floyd. What's up? Your Parsec? You didn't receive it yet? Listen, you're breaking up. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hang up. I think my cell phone battery is dying. Yeah, and it's part of an organ donor program. So I've got to get it to a recycling center. Stat.
I don't think that's going to work.
Why not?
They're sitting at the table right behind you.
Surprise!
Oh, hi, guys. I didn't see you sitting right there at the next table.
That's because it's so dad blame dark in here.
Yes, this isn't even mood lighting. It's more like moot lighting.
We already did that joke, Dr. Steve.
Well, unlike some of us, I believe in recycling.
Is that why you still have that dirty old sock there? With all that stuff stuck to it?
Hey, what are you on about me?
He does look a bit worn.
Boy, oh boy, that
listen,
sure
pal,
wasn't
I'm
very
the
nice.
Only one that gets to insult Fidget.
Hey, is that your head, Grandpa, or a pomegranate?
I do not have a small head, the and there's no such thing as the word bat free.
Hey, watch it, Fidget. How'd you like a sock in the sock?
Hey, where's Chips?
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
And sock-shaped assistants. I think we're all forgetting why we're here.
Not me. This cake on a stick is delicious.
No, it's about the Parsecs.
Are they on a stick?
I think what Junior here is trying to say is, we want our Parsec awards.
Look, can we dog-ear this for now?
Oh, is he making fun of Mr. Beardy Ginge now?
It's just that I hear that there are two ominous-looking men in here looking for me.
That can't be good.
Right, so as you can see, I'm a little concerned for my safety right now.
Me too. I think I swallowed the stink.
Well, don't worry, Clint. Regardless of our differences, we podcasters need to stick together. Right?
Right!
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Hey, which one of you is Clinton?
He is!
I'm out of here. I never got this show.
Are we going somewhere to get some
make
dessert?
Make way, brilliant scientist.
Hey guys, Mr. Rarity Chance needs to go for a waste of a fairly good cat. I mean, I've done Shakespeare. No, I did back in season 7. I did.
Oh, I'm sorry to break up your party.
What kind of sick party were you throwing anyway? Only one guy was eating cake.
Do you mind if we sit down?
What do you guys want?
We want something that you have.
Oh, no. I don't have your Parsec Award, too, do I?
Most amusing. Your reputation precedes you.
Never mind that. Where's the thing?
The thing?
Hey, pal, don't play dumb with us.
Yeah, I can see that role is already taken.
Well, all right, then.
Allow me to cut to the chase.
Really? 9 minutes into the episode, you want to cut to the chase?
You have in your possession a crate, yes? A crate with three letters on it.
Maybe.
We would like to purchase that crate.
Why?
Because we want it. Wow, how dense is this guy?
What's in the crate?
Oh, nothing of value, I assure you.
Then how much are you offering me for it?
Shall we say $1 million?
Shall we say that's a whole lot of something for a whole lot of nothing?
Enough with the small talk.
Oh, sorry. I'm still in the talk 20% less mode. Anyway, I can't do it. The crate doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the owner of this hotel.
Abby Fallmacher. I should have known.
So, what's the deal? Is he giving us the crate or what?
It appears our comical friend is in no position to bargain with us.
Then let's just take it.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh, and why is that?
Because of the crack security right outside this room.
Surely you don't mean that ancient fossil of a bellman. The man was asleep on the pile of luggage when we came in.
Don't kid yourself. He wasn't sleeping. He was somnolent.
Really?
For those of you playing at home, somnolent means sleepy.
Oh, yes. He was checking that luggage for even the slightest trace of nihility.
That means nothingness.
That man is the definition of torpidity.
Sluggishness.
And he's trained in the ancient art of combat known as Spurious.
False.
I don't believe you.
Then go ahead. Try him.
Very well. You win this round. But the game has just begun.
Game? Were you guys having a staring contest or something? Because I don't see any cards or anything.
Come, my dense compatriot. I didn't mean the kind of game that you play with cards, you idiot.
That was close. But at least my word of the day calendar is finally paying off.
This is an unfortunate turn of events.
I know what you mean. I left my umbrella at home, too.
No, my gigantic friend. I mean about the crate.
Yeah, well, I guess there's no way we're getting it past that Sergeant Pepper guy.
Then we must come up with a different plan.
Great. Can it involve ponchos? I love ponchos.
Meanwhile, back inside, we find our hero seated alone at a dining table, apparently deep in thought.
I've got to figure out what's going on. Who are those guys? And what's up with that crate?
Will our hero be able to make sense of all this?
Excuse me?
Or is he doomed beyond any hope of rescue?
Oh, I get it. Look, if I give you your parsec, will you stop doing that?
Almost certainly.
Ugh, it's worth it. Listen, just don't tell John Bell, okay?
Done and done. But first, I would really like to,
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Great. Tune in again next time for this seemingly endless storyline on this season of Comedy Forecast.
Thanks to John Bell from Bells in the Bat Free, www.thebatfree.com, Grant Bashoko and Doug Price from The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, www.doctorfloyd.com, and Paul Berry from A Window to the Magic, www.windowtothemagic.com.
If you want to get in touch with the show, just send an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com. Or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Theme music, Django-like, generously provided by Brian McRae. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Go there and leave us a great review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles!
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mark the Encaffeinated One of the Weird Show and, well, everything else. But wait, stop, hold it, wait. Here comes the virtual table of random things. We better duck, because I think I spelled that wrong.
And we're back. Looks like we only have one phone call this time around at the virtual table of random things. So let's get to it.
Hi, Clinton, this is the Spare. I would like to leave something on the virtual table of random things. I'm going to leave an orange traffic cone and a half-used glow stick. Bye.
Sounds good. And you know, the best part is that half-used glow stick will stay lit as long as it's on the virtual table. Now, if you have something you want to drop off, or you've heard about something that's on the table that you want to pick up, well, do like the Spare did. Call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. That's a U.S. number, so dial accordingly. That's virtually all we've got this time around. I'll talk to you later.